Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babul Hasi ala Suwarin wa Ayatin Makhsusatin. The chapter on the encouragement of reciting certain chapters and certain verses. You know that in the Quran Sharif that there are certain verses, as we'll explain just now, that have been emphasized in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we've been encouraged to recite these ayat, these verses. For example, a person is encouraged to recite Surah Yasin in the morning. So although whole Quran Sharif is there, rewarding, we've been encouraged to specifically recite Surah Yasin. Like that, before a person sleeps, he recites Suratul Mulk. Person is in a, gets in a habit, he recites Suratul Waqia also. Then on a Friday, we encourage to recite Suratul Kahf. Friday, Thursday evening, we encourage to recite Surah Dukhan. So like that, over and above what we read, what we are encouraged specifically at certain times to read certain ayat. So this is what this chapter is dealing with. But certain verses of the Quran have been encouraged. There is virtue for reciting it. For example, a person recites Ayatul Kursi after the Faraz Salat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned that the only thing that is between him and entering Jannat is death. So many rewards there are for reading certain parts, certain ayat of the Quran. So this is what this chapter is dealing with. عن أبي سعيد رافع بن معلى رضي الله عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أعلمك أعظم سورة في القرآن قبل أن تخرج من المسجد فأخذ بيدي فلما أردنا أن نخرج قلت يا رسول الله إنك قلت لو علمنك أعظم سورة في القرآن قال الحمد لله رب العالمين هي السبع المثاني والقرآن العظيم الذي أديته رواه البخاري. حضرت أبو سعيد رافع ابن المعلى رضي الله عنه narrates, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said to me, should I not teach you the greatest surah in the Quran before you leave the masjid? And this was the beautiful style of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He could have just told him that I'm teaching you a surah, and that would have been enough, and he could explain to him that this is the greatest surah. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would put it in a question form, that should I not teach you? Ulama explains that this style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to create talab. Be talabu ke andar, talab paida karna. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will create desire in the person that he's speaking to. By asking a question like this, that should I not teach you the greatest surah in the Quran, automatically is creating some desire in the person. And when a person has desire to learn, then to teach him becomes very easy. So therefore you find often our akabir, our elders will encourage us to read the kitabs of fazail, fazaili a'mal, fazaili sadaqat, in Ramadan, fazaili Ramadan, hajj time, fazaili hajj. Because what it does, it's like that water that is going down into the ground. It's preparing that ground for that seed that is there so that it can sprout. So similarly, when a person has talab and he has desire, he listened to all the virtues, now he's desirous to learn, then he will benefit much more than a person who doesn't have that desire. He's like putting that seed in the ground that is not ready. That doesn't matter how many seeds you put. If the ground is not ready, if the ground is not fertile, then that seed will not grow in there. So therefore, before that ayat, or before these words of the hadith of Rasulullah sallam is given to a person, it's important that the person has talab and has desire. Then only will see that effect. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him this question, that should I not teach you the greatest surah in the Quran before you leave this masjid? So before you leave the masjid, should I not teach you? So naturally he was very desirous. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him this. So he says, and he then held my hand. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam held my hand. When we were about to leave, I said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you said, I will teach you the greatest surah in the Quran. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam held his hand. Can you imagine what level of shafqat, what level of love? Ulama explained that when a teacher is teaching, then you must always teach with love. Love is one ingredient that gets the students, gets very good results with the students, and also gets the, it wins the heart of the student, the love shown by the teacher. So anyway, his Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, held my hand. And when we are about to leave the masjid, I told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you said to me that you will teach me the greatest surah in the Quran. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. These are the seven often repeated words. These are the seven often repeated words and the great Quran which I was given. So ulama explained that these verses are referred to, وَلَقَدْ أَعْتَيْنَاكَ سبعة من المثاني والقرآن العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have given you out of muhabbat, out of love. Allah ta'ala is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have given you sab'am min al-mathani, those seven often repeated verses, wal Qur'an al-azim. Although it's already included in the Qur'an that Allah ta'ala is mentioning, that I have given you this great Qur'an, Allah specifically saying, I have given you the seven often repeated verses. How often we repeat these verses of Surah Fatiha? Every rakat of every namaz, we are reciting these verses, so they are the often repeated verses. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling him that should I not teach you the greatest surah in the Quran? So here we see, as this chapter is talking about, there are certain ayat, there are certain surahs that have been given specific encouragement to read. So here is Surah Fatiha. Ulama explain with regards to Surah Fatiha that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that all the heavenly scriptures, all the heavenly kitabs, the Asmani kitabs, the essence of it is found in the Quran. So you take all of them, the essence of it is found in the Quran, and you look at all the mazmoon, all the topics, and all the teachings of the Quran, the essence of the whole Quran Sharif is found in Surah Fatiha. So such a powerful surah the Surah Fatiha is. And ulama explained, even the reciting of Surah Fatiha also has very, very great reward. Not only is it powerful in terms of it being the greatest surah, but also reciting it also has very great reward. In fact, those people that are not well, are unwell, reciting Surah Fatiha for them, blowing on them, and they themselves, if they're able to recite Surah Fatiha, it has great rewards and great virtue as far as shifa is concerned. As the Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi has written, that the ulama of the Chishti Silsila, they would encourage this one practice. If a person is in difficulties, is in problems, he has any type of zarurat, he has any type of need, this person needs, he's got some need, he's got some difficulty, some problem, they would prescribe this amal. What amal they would prescribe is that between the sunnat of Fajr and the faraz of Fajr, for 40 days, recite 41 times Bismillah and Surah Fatiha, but in such a way this amal should be done, is that the meme of Bismillah, at the end you got Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, so that last meme with the word Rahim must be joined with that Alhamdu. So this is how you read it, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Milhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So like that the person reads Surah Fatiha 40 times with the Bismillah joined to it. As you say, Zakaria rahmatullahi has written that people have found great merit, great reward, or great help, assistance from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fulfilling their need by practicing on this amal. So 40 days between the sunnat and the faraz of of Fajr Salah, a person recites 41 times Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Milhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and then he completes the rest of the surah. So this is how he's doing. He's reading Surah Fatiha with Bismillah 41 times, but he's reading it with joining it with the Rahim of Surah of Bismillah. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. This is one very great surah that we have been given. And this is from the favor and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That despite Quran Sharif being so great, Allah made it easy for us to emphasize on specific surahs. Not to say we don't make tilawat of Quran, that we do. But daily we don't forget that there are things that we need to read. So now when we start off our day also, we know Surah Fatiha. We know that today is Friday, we can't be missing our Surah Al-Kahf. We have to encourage our family, especially in this time and age of fitna and fasad. We must read it, and we must encourage our family also to recite Surah Al-Kahf on a Friday. Then we should try and come early for the Jummah Salah. We should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The race amongst the pious on this day is not who can score the most runs, who can win the most points, who can earn the most money. But amongst the pious, the race is who can recite more durood on a Friday? Who can recite more durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So we should take advantage. Unnecessarily, don't waste time speaking. Send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we should also take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah in engaging in dua. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. We're very fortunate there's a jamaat here that's leaving for Saudi Arabia today. If we get a chance, we should try and meet these brothers and take their duas. They're leaving out for 40 days. In the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.